Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jam.
Vishnu Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Shatara Shishimadesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Shila Prabhupada Ki Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This morning we are reading from 4th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 23, entitled Maharaj Prithu's Coming Back Home, text 28. Savanchito batatma druk krichrena mahata bhuvi labha pavargyam manushyam vishayeshu vishajjate savanchito batatma druk krichrena mahata bhuvi labdva pavargyam anushyam vishayeshu vishajjate savanchito batatma druk krichrena mahata bhuvi labdva pavargyam anushyam Vishayeshu Vishajjate Savanchito Batatma Druk Krichrena Mahata Bhuvi Labdva Pavargyam Anushyam Vishayeshu Vishajjate Savanchito Batatma Druk Krichrena mahata bhuvi labdva path of liberation. Manushyam, in the human form of life. Vishayeshu, in the matter of sense gratification. Visajjate, becomes engaged. Translation and prepared by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Any person who engages himself within this material world in performing activities that necessitate great struggle, and who after obtaining a human form of life, which is a chance to attain liberation from miseries, undertakes the difficult tasks of fruitive activities, must be considered to be cheated and envious of his own self. Report. In this material world, people are engaged in different activities simply to achieve a little success in sense gratification. The karmis are engaged in performing very difficult activities, and thus they open gigantic factories, build huge cities, make big scientific discoveries, etc. In other words, they are engaged in performing very costly sacrifices in order to be promoted to the higher planetary systems. Similarly, yogis engaged in achieving a similar goal by accepting the tedious practices of mystic yoga. Jnanis are engaged in philosophical speculation in order to gain release from the clutches of material nature. In these ways, everyone is engaged in performing very difficult tasks simply for the gratification of the senses. All these are considered to be engaged in sense gratificatory activities or vishaya, because they all demand some facility for material existence. Actually, the result of such activities are temporary. As Krishna himself proclaims in Bhagavad Gita 7.23, Antavat tu phalam te sham, the fruits of those who worship the demigods are limited and temporary. Thus the fruits of the activities of the yogis, karmis and jnanis are ephemeral. Moreover, Krishna says, Tad bhavati alpam edasam, they are simply meant for the man of small intelligence. The word vishaya denotes sense gratification. The karmis flatly state that they want sense gratification. The yogis also want sense gratification, but they want it to a higher degree. It is their desire to show some miraculous results through the practice of yoga. Thus they strive very hard to achieve success in becoming smaller than the smallest or greater than the greatest, or creating a great planet like Earth, or as scientists by inventing so many wonderful machines. Similarly, the jnanis are also engaged in sense gratification. They are simply interested in becoming one with the Supreme. Thus the aim of these activities is sense gratification to higher or a lower degree. The bhaktas, however, are not interested in sense gratificatory practices. They are simply satisfied to get an opportunity to serve the Lord. Although they are satisfied in any condition, there is nothing they cannot obtain because they are purely engaged in the service of the Lord. The wives of the demigods condemn the performance of sense gratificatory activities as vanchita, cheated. Those so engaged are actually killing themselves, atmaha, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.20.17. When one wants to cross a large ocean, he requires a strong boat. It is said that this human form of life is a good boat by which one can cross the ocean of nescience. In the human form of life, one can obtain the guidance of a good navigator, the spiritual master. One also gets a favorable wind by the mercy of Krishna, and that wind is the instruction of Krishna. The human body is the boat. The instructions of Lord Krishna are the favorable winds, and the spiritual master is the navigator. The spiritual master knows well how to adjust the sails to catch the winds favorably and steer the boat to its destination. If, however, one does not take the advantage of this opportunity, one wastes the human form of life. Wasting time and life in this way is same as committing suicide. The word labdva parvargyam is significant in this verse because, according to Jiva Goswami, apavargyam, or the path of liberation, does not refer to merging into the impersonal Brahman, but to salokyadi siddhi, which means attaining the very planet where the Supreme Personality of Godhead resides. There are five kinds of liberation, and one is called sayu Yujyamukti, or merging into the existence of the Supreme, or impersonal Brahman effulgence. However, since there is a change of one's falling down again into the material sky from the Brahman's effulgence, Srila Jiva Goswami advises that in this human form of life, one's only aim should be to go back home, back to Godhead. The words sa vanchita indicate that once a person has obtained a human form of life, he is actually cheated if he does not make preparations to go back home, back to Godhead. The position of all non-devotees who are not interested in going back to Godhead is very much lamentable. For the human form of life, it's meant for executing devotional service and nothing else. Any person who engages himself within this material world in performing activities that necessitate great struggle, and who, after obtaining a human form of life, which is a chance to attain liberation from miseries, undertakes the difficult task of fruitive activities, must be considered to be cheated and envious of his own self.